Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, welcome back. I'm on the radio machine. Yay! And we have a nice crowd of people have gathered outside the chip van here. I think they think we have chips in the van. We do, but they're only on our shoulders. Yay! Okay, it's 25 to...
Laughing at those terrible jokes.
Grace.
Yes.
You are paid to laugh at my jokes.
Laugh at what every about single one?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, you do that quite a lot, that fake laugh at my.
What about the one they said last night? I sounded like a dolphin with my laugh.
Yeah.
That's a real laugh.
Did you actually enjoyed you enjoyed silly things. I pretended to be a lamppost being hit by a car. Isn't that right?
Funny, yeah.
But that's for another day. We're talking about it's an item of lists.
Read the intro.
List the item alert. When you venture past your favourite channels on your TV box, there is a land of TV shows that should not be missed. If reality TV is your thing, then these are the programmes for you. Instead of cleaning her house in the afternoons... Sorry, is this an item about your cleaner?
No, I don't have a cleaner.
You certainly don't clean your house.
I don't. That's what it says. Instead of cleaning my house,
Grace
in the
Callahan,
afternoon.
The artist previously known as G1, watches all of them
all
and
of
is
them.
Here to tell us about them.
All of them.
Do you?
Yes, because they're all on at amazing times. Because I get home from work at about
half 12.
Four-ish. Well, between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
They're good times to be at home, really.
Yeah.
Because I get up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Junior.
No, I don't.
Now,
just in case Paul's listening.
What does Tanked mean?
Tanked is a TV show. It's on Animal Planet. It's a family-run business in Las Vegas. So basically, it's this guy and his brother-in-law, and they make fish tanks for casinos, hotels, for everywhere. It's massive, massive business. They're huge stuff.
I hate fish tanks.
Well, I know you hate fish tanks, but these are the ones that actually have fish in them. So this is what their business is. They go around, they do Las Vegas and Florida, and they bring fish tanks. They did one in an ice bar. They brought the fish tank in, and they had, jellyfish going through. Have you ever been in an ice bar?
No.
An ice bar.
Made out of ice.
Yeah, it's a pub made out of
in
ice.
In London. I was in one in London.
Yeah, exactly.
We wear the coats and the drinks.
Exactly,
yeah.
And the drinks are, the glasses are made of ice as well.
Yes, yeah.
So they made one in there and they brought the fish tank in and put jellyfish in it. You know the way they're luminous?
Yeah.
So it was deadly. It was just in the back of the...
That's a program.
Yeah, it's a pro. It's really good. These programs are addictive.
Just clean your house. Your time would be better served. But
the house is tiny. It cleans itself.
So is that on... what planet? What station?
Animal Planet.
That's a station.
Yeah. See, so you probably don't get past what? BBC 4? Do you even go as far as BBC 4?
So, yeah, on occasion.
Sky Arts.
For a knobby documentary.
Yeah. So you have to go much further down.
Okay.
Yeah, down in the land of TLC.
Okay.
Yeah, there are loads of them in there. Just go past the favourites.
So
loads
Tanked
of good.
Actually sounds
bizarre. Do you know what? It's really good. Now, there has been a bit of controversy about the fish that they put in. You know, they put, say they're making one in a casino. So they look for fish that are called high rollers, or they look for blackfish,
so
or red.
But they're
exactly.
Throwing them in
together. Yeah, but for TV it works. So there's been a tiny bit of controversy about that. They did a really good one in a bed store. So basically they had this massive king size bed and all the headboard was a fish tank.
No.
Someone bought that. People are buying them. They're getting in people's houses and everything.
That's the smell off them. And they need to be so cleaned all the time.
I have a tiny little fish tank. There's only 2 fish in it and sometimes just bang off.
Yeah. Especially if you're so busy watching stuff. Fast and Loud.
Yes. This one
a program.
Yes. So this one is on Discovery Turbo and it's about cars. So it's basically 2 guys. Now, see, look at that now.
What?
You don't even have to know about cars to enjoy it. I don't know anything about cars.
What is it?
So basically, this guy, Richard Rawlins, goes around the country looking for wrecked cars. And then he takes the cars, flips them, gets Aaron to do the cars up and makes an absolute fortune. Now, some of these shows, there's an English one, I can't remember what it was called, they only ever make £1,000. This guy is clearing £20,000 a week.
So he finds these cars, proper money. Coupe de Ville or some of these
exactly.
great cars and
yeah.
then just soups them up and says,
yeah.
sells them to
sells them
British
at auction.
People.
Yeah, sometimes people come in and buy them actually. Like from England would go over and get them, but mostly they go out at auction.
Yeah.
It's in or around Texas. And it's called Gas Monkey Garage. And I'm actually going to Dallas in November and I'm going to go to their restaurant.
Are you going to go to
The garage now?
No, the famous, the book depository.
Yes.
Are you going to
yes.
do the whole? I think
we're going to stay near there, but you're not into that part for this, you're
not. Not really
no.
into the assassination,
no.
But you're going to be, but I would go, I'd like to go and see. But anyway,
no.
Dallas sounds like fun. We should talk about that again.
No,
say yes to the dress.
Oh my God, it's addictive. It's absolutely addictive. It's so simple. Basically, It's just a camera crew following people around that are buying their wedding dresses in Kleinfeld in New York. So you go in, oh my God, the state of some of the dresses. Now people go in, they get lovely dresses. Some of them look like curtains. Like, yeah, some of them are just appalling. And the people that go in with them is what I love about it. They're so mean. They're like, no, doesn't suit you. You're so fat. No, I really wouldn't wear that.
And they say it to them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they really do. They really do.
So that's just girls being bitchy to each other, is it?
But it's addictive if you watch it. It really, and then you get into their backstories. It's like, you know, people that are getting married for the second time, they're bringing their stepchildren in to see the dresses. You know, it's really good. It's proper reality TV.
Okay, okay.
Not like Big Brother.
That's on TLC.
TLC.
Now, I used to like the History Channel until they did things like Hitler's dog is gay and things like Pawn Stars. There's no history anymore.
Yeah, Pawn Stars really shouldn't be on the History Channel. I don't know why it's there. But it is a really good show. So basically it follows...
look at the two ducks. Look at their nerves.
Where?
The nerves. They're trying to get up on the river. But their heads are going, looking around, I'm trying to get up here. I've been 6 minutes here. That's like the M50 for ducks.
Oh, the poor little thing.
Anyway, back to Pawn Stars. That's P-A-W-N.
So it's Old Man, Rick, Corey and Chumley. So they're the four main characters. Chumley is the best one in it. Brilliant. They're always playing these stupid games in because he seems a little bit, you know, wouldn't be the brightest. So they play games and they're like, if you can name all the presidents of the United States, we'll buy you a Subway sandwich. And he comes in, he goes, Obama. And he says he only never gets any further than Lincoln. He's like, has Obama...
Are they mocking the afflicted?
No, he just doesn't know the presidents. That's all. No. But he's brilliant. Chumley is so funny.
Okay.
But the stuff I love, people come in and they have all this crap in their garage and they think they're going to make a fortune.
Yeah.
A guy was on the other day and he had baseball cards and they were in mint condition. He says, right, I'm going to sell them now. I'm going to try and make a bit of money out of it. And the guy said to him, oh, they're fake. He said, oh, but I've had them for 50 years. And Rick said to him, that just means you were ripped off 50 years ago. Oh.
Okay, that sounds great.
It's really
good. I kind of like the sound of that now because I just sort of flick by it, but I think I'd enjoy
and
that.
It's all they have,
I like auctions and
presidential letters. They do a lot of rock memorabilia, a lot of guns, guns, old guns, Civil War guns.
You've got me on that one.
Yeah, no, it is. Watch that one; it's really good.
And I see. Say yes to the dress. Gets
bridesmaids.
So it's part two.
This is the best one because there's the per bride, her nine bridesmaids, because they always have nine bridesmaids in America. The bridesmaids have to buy their own dress, so they have much more input than they'd normally have, and there's always a row. Sisters are fighting, mams are fighting.
There is always And you
trouble.
Love watching those fights.
Yeah, it's good television instead of cleaning the house.
But was that the one you were saying about the conservative bride?
Yes.
And what happened?
And she had a slutty sister. And she wanted everything covered. And the girl was like, oh, can I just like show my legs? You know that you're not supposed to show both. Like, it's either legs or the chest area. It's one of them. And she just wanted it all out. Now, in fairness, they went with her dress because it looked nice.
The slutty sister.
It was a nice dress, yeah. And the conservative bride just had to let go of her hang-ups about her sister.
That's so funny.
That was the moral of the story.
A Republican and a Democrat in that family.
Let it go.
Okay, let it go. honourable mentions.
90 Day Fiancé.
What's that?
And it's brilliant. I've said brilliant about 12 times.
No, but I mean,
you can get, basically in America, you can get a visa if you get into America and are married within 90 days. So these people have met people in Cuba, Tunisia, Philippines. They're brought them over to America. They've introduced them to their families as their fiancés and they need to get married within the 90 days. And that's...
What's 19 and counting?
Basically, that's about the Duggar family. So they have 19 children and counting. Now,
okay,
that one has just been cancelled because there is a bit of controversy around one of the figures who has been up on charges. One of the sons. They're a very Christian family. Loads of them have gotten married recently and basically they don't kiss or hold hands until they're married.
Yeah, that's always going to end in tears. The little couple?
Oh, yes. They're little people. Like dwarves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they get married and have kids. That's what
and
they're
And dance moms.
Them. Yes, they're like...
Pushy moms.
Pushy moms, exactly.
Okay.
Soccer moms. Stage moms.
What channels are all these on?
Most of them are on TLC.
What does that stand for?
I don't know, actually.
Like, apart from Tender Loving Care, is there a channel, the something channel? The
must be. I'll Google it.
The something channel. Well, possibly.
The little couple channel.
That was good research. Now, okay, so we'll have a look at one of those 12 programmes.
Look at Pawn Stars. You will really like it.
Yeah.
There's good stuff on there.
Okay, your house must be pretty hanky.
It's filthy.
Yeah.
I'll clean it when I get home.
G1, Grace Callaghan, thanks so much.
No problem.
All right, we're live from the chip van here in Sligo. Tech says, I'm so with Grace on Say Yes to the Dress. It's addictive. And I have it on series recording. cord. Glad to hear someone else finds it addictive. So maybe I'm not nuts. Another one says, I love Pawn Stars. It's completely addictive. And I love seeing them behind the scenes aggro when one of the staff messes something up. I know that's mean. Agree with Grace. I love Say Yes to the Dress. Totally addictive, says Chris from Kappa Quinn. And Ryan, Pawn Stars is brilliant. You would love it right up your street. Definitely watch that. Love Grace. I think I love that as opposed to love, comma Grace. So it's not another Grace. Oh, here, get on with it.
There's a number of Graces out there. We have them all working.
Should Grace a three a penny these days?